yajñas which were done, even for material successes like health and so on. In this age, the singing of the Lord's name is also bringing results like health, you know, these results regarding our physical well-being and whatever we need. The chanting fulfills that need. So I really think to come together and sing is an act of worship and also an act of yakya, which brings results which we don't really totally understand. Good. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachanine Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satayane Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Go Bhaktavinda. So, Hare Krishna. We started to talk yesterday about Krishna entry into the assembly hall of Nanda Maharaj in Nanda Gaon. There was the evening entertainment with music, scholars, dancers, jugglers, clowns and magicians who performed their arts to please the Raja. This was done in royal assemblies in the evening. To relax the mind, the Raja would sometimes even invite his whole, the people who lived around, and there was an entertainment evening. But people waited really only for Krishna and Balaram, although Mother Yashoda had expressed her concern that the boys should sleep and not go into the entertainment. But then Krishna and Balaram were dressed in a particular dress. Who remembers the dress?
Red gold.
It was a bandana, yes. Red gold bandana. And otherwise it was a royal dress. Who remembered this astonishing feature of the royal dress, which we might not expect at Krishna Balaram? It was a dagger. This was a sign that I'm prepared a dagger typically represents compassion and the courage to defend all who are oppressed. No? It's a symbol. So then Krishna greeted everyone and according to their station in life, and then sat at a certain place while the servants were bringing lamps to light the night. So now today, at first, the sages recited from the Vedas and glorified the virtues of Krishna's ancestors. And the entire audience stands in response to this glorification of the ancestor. Nanda Maharaj, before him was Pajanya, and they're glorified like this. And people get so worked up to hear this. The Brijbasis are so happy that there's a lot of tumult. Everyone is shouting in joy. Nanda Maharaj needs to settle the audience. It's all right, but now be peaceful. I think the main joy is that just like we cannot take our eyes away when we see someone very beautiful and qualified, we always have to look in that direction. They were all looking towards Krishna. And Krishna, Darshan is described by Gopal Guru Goswami as a festival for the eye. Festival means a festival. You see something nice, you hear something nice, you smell something nice. So Krishna is a festival for all the senses. He looks so beautiful for the eyes, but then he talks so softly and gentle for the ears, and then he smells so good. So it's full entertainment just seeing Krishna. So then male and female dancers came to perform the Tandava dance and the Lasya dance. Tandava is a masculine form of dance associated with Krishna, with Lord Shiva. It's very intense. We hear that when the Tandava dance of Lord Shiva starts, he plays his dumrum. What is it? Dumrum, yeah. And Lord Shiva goes into a frenzy and his hair whirls and takes all the planets, and it's really Tandava, Nritya. But then the female dancers contrasted it with the Lasya dance. Lasya is associated with Parvati and expresses feminine grace and nice gesture. So these dances, first the man, then the sweetness of the Lasya dance. Actors then played various pastimes of the avatars. Some played the Ramayana and the other chanted the Nrisimha Leela. So Krishna, Ram and Nrisimha all display the six opulences in various degrees, like, you know, all beauty, all wealth, all fame, and so on and so forth, but in various degrees. It's Krishna most, then Rama second most, then Nrisimha Dev third most, and they were now playing these leelas of the Paravasta avatars. Then magicians performed some astonishing acts, such as they took a basket. There was nothing in the basket, a woven basket, and then they removed the basket, and then a white dove was coming. And everyone went, wow! This is nowadays in Germany, there are many such, this is not so there it is known how to do it, but it was when Krishna saw the white dove, he said, I would like to have that white dove as my constant companion. So then the same magician covered the first dove, dove, ihr versteht, Tauben, ne? With the same basket, and then removed the basket, and there were two doves. And they were flying away to that magical space from which they had come. Everyone present is amazed, especially the young cowherds. They are amazed by this, the boys. Jugglers juggle with balls. Jongleure, sagt man, and acrobates balance themselves on raised bamboo poles. You know, took a bamboo, and then they somehow climb on the bamboo, and they balance without falling. Tantrics showcase their yogic abilities, such as pushing a string through one nostril and pulling it out in the other nostril. After the circus concludes, Nanda gives ample rewards to all the performers. He gives gold and ornaments, expensive clothing, and all the performers feel very pleased by receiving these gifts. Nice clothing, gold. But their main pleasure comes from seeing Krishna. That is the main pleasure. So in Govinda Lilamrita appears a verse that concludes this evening entertainment. While the audience with eyes that look like Shakora birds drink the moon beams of Krishna's sweet smile, they paradoxically remain unfulfilled. For what they consume through their gaze trickles forth as tears. Such is the mystic of prema. Who can understand its depth? So, this is poesy. They drink Krishna's darshan, but then they cry. In other words, the drink which they have put in through the mouth comes out through the eyes again. This is the feeling of prema. You are never satisfied when you love. You never say, this is enough. I'm fulfilled. You always want more. It's a beautiful analogy, isn't it? If you think about it. Yeah, how can anyone be satisfied with loving Krishna? Satisfied in the sense of saying, enough now. Now let me do something else. No. And why is so? Yeah, because the poet describes like this. It's like they drink in the nectar, it goes out through the tears. And this way they remain empty. Yeah. So after this performance is finished, the performers, the clowns, the scholars, the Puranic reciters, everyone has gone home, has first of all received the reward, has gone home. Madhu Mangal feels, I can also do something. And although everything is finished, he jumps into the performance place and dances funny and makes funny noises by and sounds like the sound which comes from the back, you know, of the body. But Mother Yashoda tells him, it's all right, Madhu. Krishna must now go to bed, you know, this is the end, has come, you know. But Madhu Mangal is so playful, and the cowherd boys are so playful, they want to continue playing. Mm-hmm. Then she, Mother Yashoda, calls for the personal house servant. His name is Raktaka, please say.
Raktaka.
And they bring he comes and brings Krishna Balaram to separate bedrooms. Mm. Mm. And then they must say good night to all their friends except for one friend. One friend, his name is the same Madhu Mangal, who is so enthusiastic. He comes into Krishna's bedroom and sleeps in Krishna's bedroom with Krishna.
So, as we know, some boys live in underground and are for the most part related to Nanda Raja's extended family. Others live in Vrishabhanupur as members of the extended family of Vrishabhanu Raj. They are all march homeward now, all these boys and people. They have a torchlight because it's dark now, and they have light conversations amongst themselves. So in Nandagram now, Krishna endeavors to please his mother by retiring for the night. However, after the light goes out, Hari also goes out. He heads to a place called Govinda Stali. It's a kind of island that is formed by the Yamuna. The Yamuna flows like this, zack, goes up, goes like this, and goes down. And here's a channel. So there's in the midst an island, Govinda Stali. We heard this morning about this island. There are beautiful trees of all varieties. And in the midst of it, in center space, there is an open temple. It means you can see from all sides. This temple stands under a Kalpa Vriksha tree.
And in the central place of the temple is a seed that looks like a lotus flower, and it is very, very ideal for Radha and Krishna to sit. So there Radha and Krishna meet. Yeah, this is for today. I think everything is so. May you also have nice Krishna conscious dreams. I like to hear this, but there is something which I really want to share. Perhaps you also have noted that in the Dham so many dreams are there. Have you it's like a whole, and and in these dreams you have really amazing scenes. In the Bhagavatam, in the fourth canto, it describes that Krishna sometimes shows a devotee in a sudden vision in the dream what would lie in store of him, what the future brings. But so some of these dreams can be prophetic almost, but most of the dreams are, I think, digesting our year. You may all of a sudden see a scene where the goalkeeper of Argentina does the scorpion kick. All of a sudden in the midst of the holy Dham, and you don't know, but this is not so important. But all of a sudden it is there. Or you might remember bits and pieces of conversations, happy one, also unhappy conversations. You might remember preparations which you have eaten. It's a lot goes, and especially if you are in the Dham with the idea of purifying your consciousness, then so much dreams come. What is this? It is actually cleansing the marrow of the mind, the marrow of the consciousness, cetodhapanamajanam. It's very, very necessary for spiritual advancement, because if you keep on all having all these impressions, there is just no place to think of Krishna. Your capacity is full. No? And you can see in the Dham, my God, I must be careful what I see and what I do in the West. It's all stored in there. So therefore, we as devotees want to hear about Krishna's pastime. And we laugh with the boys about the magician who produced two. I'm just thinking, the Ehrlich brothers, the two German magicians, my God, they do magic. They're just because we all like something that is amazing, no? Which is. Good. So I want to finish here. Hare Krishna.